This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. A group of Palestinian women has taken to the track to compete in the West Bank's burgeoning professional car racing scene. As Shira Frankel reports, the team has sped from curious anomaly to serious competitor.
It's anything but a typical race day at the small, dusty field just outside the West Bank city of Ramallah. The mostly male spectators cheer and wave flags as a driver comes spinning out of a particularly quick turn. Then the racer, 24-year-old Mona Enab, jumps from her car. When she slides off her helmet and smiles at the crowd, it's not hard to see why she was a contestant for Miss Palestine, the West Bank's beauty pageant. But she's most proud of her racing skills.
I was the first girl to make the race here in Palestine.
Enab says she's been racing for more than 7 years, but this year, she's found herself as part of a team, the Speed Sisters, a group of female race car drivers that is breaking stereotypes, and hopefully records, in the Arab world's increasingly popular car racing scene. Like many of the girls on the team, Enab says she began her racing career almost by accident.
I love cars, I love speeds, so I drive fast, and after they see me in Ramallah, when I drive fast, they told me to come to the Federation and enjoy it.
So they just saw you driving quickly in the street?
Yes.
How quickly do you drive?
Quickly.
And by that, she means more than a half dozen speeding tickets in a single month. Nearly all of the team members have similar stories. They take pride in the fact that nearly every member of the Speed Sisters has been issued a speeding ticket. Some, like Enab, were told by police to speak to Khalid Khudra, head of the Palestinian Motorsport Federation. He says that it took no time for women to move from being novelty racers at the track to serious competitors.
I'm very proud to see our young women today taking an interest in race car driving and training in order to improve themselves.
Some of that training has come thanks to the British consulate, which flew in two professional drivers for a two-day workshop with the Speed Sisters earlier this month. Karen McCluskey, the British political consul, first discovered the women last year and has since become a patron to the team.
I think it, for me, driving's not like other sports. Men and women can compete in the same race. And you know, they're beginning to get there. At the beginning of this season, we had one of our girls who won her category, and you should have seen the faces of the guys.
In this season's race, nearly all the women fared well against the men, and one of the Speed Sisters earned a spot in the top 10. Now the group has welcomed a potential new teammate, Sahar Jarabra. At 44, and wearing an Islamic headscarf underneath her helmet, she stands out on the track. During the daytime, she works in a library and tends to her four children, but she says she always fantasized about car racing.
Here when you are alone, just one, okay? So there is no danger. It's better than going fast in the street.
As she takes her tiny Daewoo out for a trial run around the track, the engine stalls and she nervously jolts the car back to life. She doesn't place in the top bracket, but she finishes the race to the cheers of the other Speed Sisters. But not everyone is happy to see her on the track. Despite the growing popularity of racing across the Arab world, a number of Muslim clerics have spoken out against the sport. Sahar Jarabra says she's heard men call it haram or forbidden, but she thinks they're all ill-informed. There's nothing wrong with racing, she says. While most of the men at the races applaud just as loudly for the female racers as for the men, some say they are uncomfortable with women at the racetrack. Tariq Sarsour, a 33-year-old Ramallah store owner, said that while he was impressed by the sport, he isn't sure if it's appropriate for Palestinian society. It looks like fun, he says, but I would not allow my wife, my sister, or my daughter to race here. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Ramallah.